can't look at the rocket launch. Trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Well, you may not know what to look outside, but it probably won't be terribly long before we start seeing some birds coming back. At least it's a nice thought, anyway. I've read of people even seeing a robin here and there.
Yes,
yes. All right. Well, welcome to Bird Watch. It's sponsored by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. I'm Larry Long. Let's welcome your host for Bird Watch, Roger Taylor, at 8:11 and 9 degrees. Good morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Good, good.
And, yes, spring will happen.
And the drive-in was so much better today than last couple weeks
well,
ago.
It started to snow now, but when I came in, the roads were clear and dry.
Loved it.
I didn't know what to think.
See, now we've got the front end loader out in front of the building and the dump truck. I mean, there's just nowhere left to just push it. You know, you got to haul it away.
They're hauling away snow, hoping to find a parking lot out there. They think there's one out there.
Well, now we got to hope for kind of a nice, slow, gradual spring. If it got too warm quickly, the flooding, I wouldn't even like to think about the flooding.
Oh, yeah. There's some water piled up out there.
Big time.
Yeah.
So.
And you mentioned birds signaling spring. Here in less than 2 weeks, we will start to see the hummingbirds returning to North America.
No, that's a nice thing.
By the end of February, we will see numerous reports right along the Gulf Coast of hummingbirds winging their way our way.
And they're more than welcome, yes.
And, but that happens before the 1st of February.
Good.
And where you go to watch that migration is hummingbirds.net.
All right.
But let's do our trivia question.
All right.
And this morning's question is, what part of the human body does the wing of a bird correspond to? What part of the human body does the wing of a bird correspond to? And if you think you know the answer to that question, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You can win yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's. That's the only place you can get it. You get yourself a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you, your meal becomes half price, and you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar. And all you have to do is tell us, what part of the human body does the wing of a bird correspond to?
That's a really interesting question, Raj, but we've got some people right off the bat that think they know. Let's see if Mike in Kalamazoo has the answer. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
That was a wild guess. I'm going to say it's going to be the shoulder.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. Okay. But thanks for giving it a shot.
Thank you. That
would be the logical guess.
Yep.
I was kind of thinking of that, too. Let's see if Ellen in Fulton has the answer. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
I was going to say the shoulder blade.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. But thanks for giving it a shot,
okay.
Ellen.
Okay, thank you, Ellen.
Stay warm.
All right. Let's go to Luke now. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to guess the breast.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. But
another good one, though.
Yeah, another good guess. But thanks, Luke.
All right. Let's see if Dave in Kalamazoo has our answer.
Hi,
good morning, Dave.
Morning. I would guess the hand.
Yes, our judges have ruled that that's close enough. It's actually the arm, elbow, and hand, but you named one of the important parts, and yes, even the fingers are involved in the bird's wing. And for getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's, a gift certificate from the River Lake Inn, and a Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. We're going to send you back in to Matt, and he'll need some information from you.
All right. Thanks very much, Dave. Dave was somewhere a little noisy there.
Yeah, I'm thinking he was working.
Probably he might have been, yeah.
Maybe he's driving the snowplow out here
right
in the parking
the
lot. Yeah. But the bones of a bird's wing correspond to the upper arm, forearm, and hand of a human. Birds can fold their wing bones into a compact Z shape. When stretched, the wings move in one plane, and that way the wing gets its rigidity that it needs to function as a wing. And so, yes, it corresponds to the upper arm, the forearm, and the hand on a human. Your sweetie deserves nothing but the best for Valentine's Day. Waddell's Floral Shop is where you can get the longest-lasting, top-quality flowers in town. Just call Waddell's, your local professional florist, 345-1195, or visit waddells.com to order that special someone the perfect bouquet to express your love. Or how about some extra-large, dew-fresh roses arranged in a vase with filler flowers? Maybe your sweetie would rather get an orchid plant. Waddell's has orchid varieties and sizes, or you could pick out the flowers you think your sweetheart would love the most and have Waddell's friendly florist add a special touch with some candy, a balloon, or a stuffed animal. You never know where you're going to get from an out-of-town source, so if you want long-lasting, gorgeous flowers that would thrill your Valentine, just call Waddell's today at 345-1195 or go to waddells.com to order top-quality Valentine's bouquets and be assured of cheerful, prompt delivery to schools, homes, and offices. Waddell's is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street, open daily 9 to 6, extended hours this Thursday 9 to 8, and Friday 9 to 7. Valentine's weekend is just ahead. The River Lake Inn is celebrating Valentine's all weekend with featured entrees suited just for the occasion. For Friday, February 14th, they'll be featuring a special menu along with other weekend specials, February the 14th through Sunday the 16th. Waddell's River Lake Inn will once again feature the filet mignon and lobster tail entree. Other features include New York strip topped with mushrooms and gorgonzola, or another wonderful grilled salmon crowned with tropical fruit. River Lake Inn's full menu and buffet will be available on Saturday and Sunday as well. Of course, River Lake Inn's signature appetizers and homemade desserts will be available. Top off your evening with an incredible glass of chocolate port. This will make a very happy Valentine's weekend, all weekend long at River Lake Inn, surrounded by one of Michigan's most scenic countryside settings. It's the perfect spot for great food and a quiet romantic dinner. For reservations, details, or directions, visit riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
It is 8:20 and a chilly 9 outside. Let's go back to the phones now. We got some folks lined up here. Grandpa John is next on the show. Good morning.
Hi, Grandpa John. How you doing this morning?
Well, I am well.
And you have an amazing sight you encountered. We talked yesterday, and this sight so intrigued me, I asked you to call in today to share it with us.
All right.
What did you see, John?
I saw a turkey vulture soaring in all the gale breezes. Why, I have no idea.
Yeah.
has he found to eat? Because, granted, we will have roadkill, but it gets all covered up with the snowplows.
Yeah. And you wonder, is this bird found a way to survive all winter till now? Or is this a really early migrant?
I have seen them in the end of February.
Yeah, but
that's usually quite normal. But my goodness,
in a really cold winter,
yeah,
to have them be early is really uncommon, and to have one is uncommon. They tend to travel together, and the fact that there was just one turkey vulture is interesting. No idea how long that guy or girl has been here,
nope.
But it's pretty amazing. Perhaps found a deer or something, but we've had so much snow, you wonder how they keep track of where the food is.
Yeah, I got one more quickie, please.
Oh, okay.
Mice started to sing in Hope Center.
Ah.
Regardless of the temperature.
Yeah.
But I have not heard a cardinal yet.
I have not heard a cardinal singing yet either. But spring's coming, I think. The cardinals are still in winter mindset, it seems.
Well, let's get somebody else on.
Okay, thanks, Grandpa John. Have a good one.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, the Cardinals might be quiet, but I know they're around. Friends have posted pictures of sitting outside their window.
Oh, and yeah. They're here year-round,
yeah.
But from September till just about now, they're silent.
They're pretty quiet.
They
okay.
don't sing. Singing is related to hormones.
Sure.
That's related to guarding a breeding territory.
Oh, and that's just not the situation at that time.
Right.
No, they're not going to breed in the winter. Okay.
And so the cardinal singing is one of the earliest signs of spring. That and, as Grandpa John mentioned, mm-hmm. the titmice vocalizing.
Yeah, the cardinal's a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones, Raj. We got a lot of folks calling in today. Nancy in Richland. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing? Hello.
Hello, Nance. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Last year I heard you talking with a caller about putting mealworms in the brew bath for the bluebirds.
Mm-hmm.
We tried that, and we couldn't get them to eat. Well, last week I tried it again. We've had as many as 7 male bluebirds at the brew bath at one time. My question is, though, occasionally we'll see a female, but not very often. Do they stick around, or are they just outnumbered?
You just happen to be where there's a lot of guys.
Oh, okay.
Bird populations are not evenly distributed. They're attracted to specific habitats. But they're not evenly distributed by sex either. And it just seems that in your area there's a lot of guys. If you bump into any single female bluebirds, tell them about your area.
Okay.
That'd be a good place to hang out to find a boyfriend.
Right. And it's now we can't keep enough mealworms in the bird bath to keep them happy. They're very hungry.
Oh, yeah. And especially this year, both the water and those mealworms are incredibly helpful to them.
They're fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Enjoy. Hey, thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Have
yeah, thanks, Nancy. That's real good. I mean, she might have a hard time keeping it full of mealworms, but she's really doing a lot of good right now.
Well, with both the water and the mealworms.
So bluebirds are not like cardinals where you can easily tell the male from the female?
Oh, no, you can.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure with
the
bluebirds.
The females are not as brightly colored as the males.
Okay.
It just happens in her neighborhood there seem to be more males than females this year.
Okay. Linda in Lawrence. Good morning, Linda.
How's things by the lake?
Cold.
Snowy?
About that everywhere. Linda.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Hey, Raj, I emailed you about a sighting last week, and I didn't know if it was anything spectacular down about the snow buntings.
That's interesting.
And I pulled it up on the internet, and it's exactly what was out there. There was 10 of them. My husband just put out some corn for the deer.
Yeah.
And they came back 2 days, and we haven't seen them since.
Well, the snow bunting flocks wander nomadically, and they just ended up wandering off looking for food. We see them down here. It's been...
That's my first time I've ever seen... I go, what is that bird? We're, you know, gathering the books, getting on the internet.
Yeah. Did you see them along a road? No, you said
saw them. Oh, my backyard.
Yeah.
They're eating corn.
Frequently, they're seen along roadsides looking for gravel and sand. But, no, they're down here. It's been 4 or 5 years since I've seen any. You don't see them every year.
Was it like a little eruption of them?
No, they wander down here every year. It's just there aren't that many, and you've got to be in the right place at the right time to see them.
My husband also saw a big flock of ducks.
What kind?
Ducks. And I don't know where there's any open water.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be.
Well, there's rivers that are still open. And I saw some ducks the other day along Constitution Parkway.
Oh, my.
Right behind Crossroads Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know of any water near there. And there were both ducks and geese. I suspect somebody's feeding them. But I don't know where there's any open water for them either. And but there's lots of them around here. Hey, thanks for sharing the snow buntings. That's
that was exciting for me anyway.
Yeah, that's a fun sighting. Thanks, Linda.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You, Linda. Let's go out to Ed in Portage. Ed, did you see a cardinal?
Yeah, and I saw him. I heard him yesterday.
Right.
Really? You heard a cardinal singing?
Yeah, he was way at the top of a, and I didn't hear it first. The guy was working by my house. He says, what do you do to get your cardinals to sing? And I was in the house, and he was going back and forth his truck. I said, well, they're going to start singing right now, but I don't think they are. He says, come out here. And he was sitting up on top of the blue spruce tree, and he's starting to stake his territory right now.
Oh, yeah. The days are getting longer, if not warmer.
Quick question about that. When will they start to nest, Roger?
They won't nest until we get well into spring. All birds...
May or what?
Late April,
okay.
May.
Okay.
All birds, with the exception of goldfinch, are dependent on insects to feed their babies.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so no real breeding can take place until there's... insects to feed the kids, so to speak.
Well, that bluebird thing works excellent. My grandson's going to come today to take some pictures because we got 4 pairs. That guy on D Avenue who told him he made more people happy.
Neat. Neat. Great fun to watch.
Oh.
And this would have been a really tough winter for the bluebirds that didn't find bird baths and some mealworms. So you're making friends with your bluebird neighbors.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Have a good one.
Thank you, Roger. Goodbye.
Okay. That's some good questions today.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm ready to hear them. Sing myself.
Well,
too, they don't nest. What do they do for shelter and things like? I mean, they've got to keep themselves.
Oh, they go into evergreen shrubs.
Yeah. Okay.
They look for shrubs on the lee side of a building.
Sure. Okay.
And use buildings for protection from wind chill. But Ed has the absolute first report of a cardinal singing, and that's a sign that spring is coming. That and the hummingbirds coming across the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Have yourself a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Raj. And thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. I hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning at 8 for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road and by the River Lake Inn located near Colden. Up next, CBS and local news, then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.
Well, I like birds.